actor has faced it. The role looks good on paper, but how will it look on its feet? Will the crowd love you, or will you stand up there under the spotlights, dying? RJ's got a new part. The opening's tonight. Off Broadway at The Vanishing Point.
What's this?
Look, man, what do you want? I tell you three times now, I saw the guy come out of the place. I thought maybe I'd overshot him around a bit, but I changed my mind, all right? Next thing you know, he's got a knife in the gut, and people who don't like me anyway say I do it.
Mr. Cassano, your prints are on the knife? Three people say it was you. Mr. Fisher owed you money.
So what? You think you're foolproof with your deductions, eh? You think cops are wrong sometimes, eh? I did not do this thing. And I don't sign your piece of paper.
Stop it, Deb. Now, you see that, Dennis? He's our boy. He attacks. That's what we want.
Practice interrogations are not the same as an exercise. Hmm? And an actor is not the same as an undercover cop.
And that's why RJ here is better for our purposes.
With all due respect, Bradshaw, these little training exercises you slap on video for the boys are a long way from taking a show on the road. Everybody involved in these knows it's all an act.
I don't think that affects RJ at all. In a way, he thinks it's all real while he's doing it. He's unpredictable, Dennis, and that makes it seem more real. Now, you get a cop to try acting a part, and he'll go through all the motions, but he still thinks like a cop.
And that kind of thinking can come in handy if you run into problems.
There won't be any problems.
Well, if it was up to me...
But it isn't.
I'll run the SWAT team. You'll run the show.
Yes, cooperatively, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Inspector. Your actors are here.
Oh, good.
They're waiting in Lieutenant Schwake's office.
All right, we'll be right in.
Come, RJ. Are you really sure that you know what you're doing getting involved in this?
Hey, let's not do that again. We agreed.
It makes me nervous.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, sure.
Look, you can cut out if you want.
No.
Because if you don't want to do it, you won't be any help, you know.
I'll do it. I need the money.
Well, good morning. Nice to see you two again. Lieutenant Schweik, this is RJ Campbell and Joanne Keller. RJ and Joanna, actors and friends.
Pleased to meet you.
Hello.
Lieutenant Schweik here is in charge of our SWAT team.
Yeah, I didn't expect a SWAT team.
Well, the object is to create an exercise that's as real as possible. You two will portray terrorists holding hostages. The police will carry on as if it were the real thing. But everyone except the negotiators will be aware that it's a charade. The negotiators are the ones being tested.
Hmm. What does Lieutenant Schweik do?
He's part of helping you create the illusion.
Now, how does he do that?
I'll do whatever is necessary under the circumstances.
Bradshaw, what if something goes wrong? I mean, what if some... SWAT guy forgets this is all an act. What if somebody doesn't get the story straight?
Everyone will have blanks.
But there's more here than guns, isn't there?
Oh, come on, Joe. This is like the videos, only on a bigger set.
The videos were more controlled.
You're having some doubts, Joanne?
No, I just want to be sure that everything is very clear.
But it is. Isn't it, Bradshaw? We get to act like real terrorists. Go all the way, but without any risk.
Yes, the exercise is only really beneficial if the illusion is complete.
Oh, it will be. You know I can be very convincing. This will give me a chance to show you how far I can really go.
Then you'll do it.
I couldn't turn this one down, Bradshaw.
Joanne?
Sure.
All right. And that's the basic floor plan and elevations of the street and nearby buildings. Being on street level, Schweik's men will be able to surround it quickly and easily.
My people will be here, here, and here. And if the snow holds, some will be buried here, on the edge of the parking lot.
And they'll all know it's a fake.
These men are professionals. They'll be fully briefed.
So, I set up behind the counter. Joanne stays by the door.
Right.
Everything will be visible to our people through the big windows.
Right. Excuse me, Lieutenant. I'm having some trouble with the bus rerouting.
Of course. Well, you think we could get full cooperation from the city, for God's sake.
Okay, Bradshaw, so this is it, right? I tear into the place like some twisted banshee, hood over my head, screaming at everybody, get them all to lie down, and start demanding $2 million.
Yes.
Word gets to the cops, your guys phone me and try to deal.
Now, your goal is to force them to deliver the money to you. It'll be real money.
I like that.
If you get that far, I step in and tell the negotiator he's just flunked an exam.
And I win.
Where were your negotiators?
Well, nearby. It doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll be with them all the time.
And Schweik, where will he be?
With me.
I get the feeling he doesn't like all this.
He doesn't trust civilians.
Well, maybe we don't trust the police.
Don't worry. I control Schweik.
Hey, what about the grenade? Will it be real?
Of course. But it will be de-armed. No explosive inside.
A loaded one would give us some tension.
RJ! God's sake.
Now, be sure to pull the pin in plain sight of everyone. And remember, RJ, there's no script. You play this moment to moment, your own way.
Yeah, he's not a predictable character.
Exactly. I want more than the outline we gave you. I want you to create a character. Someone who might seem to the world a fanatic, unreasonable.
Yeah.
But to himself, he must be consistent. Mm-hmm. Tied to one immovable, unshakable goal. A desperate goal.
And what's his cause? What does he really want?
To win.
To win. I believe you're well on the way to understanding, RJ.
Yeah, and he needs some personal stake in this. Something communicated only by the very fact of his actions.
He can't do the obvious things, RJ, otherwise we'd simply have policemen do this. I want this to be a test, a rigorous test.
He has to be consistent in his reality, but unpredictable in his actions.
Yes, he must be capable of adapting to the circumstances.
Oh, that's right up my alley.
Well, you have 12 days to create this man, RJ.
I think he'll impress you, Bradshaw.
I'm looking forward to it. Well, now, let's go and push some paper.
Hmm.
Perhaps you want to spend some time with these outlines.
Yeah, sure.
I'll be in touch.
What a jerk.
Somewhat. In some ways, it makes it more fun, more of a challenge.
I'm only going along with this because you want me to. That doesn't mean I agree with it. These guys are too intense for me.
Well, they're into playing roles, too. They want us to be nervous. Cops like that.
It certainly works on me.
Well, I don't mind a little of the old fear. It gives me an edge.
But what if they turn on us for some reason? What if something happened? Archie, they're the ones with the power.
Yeah, but that's up to us, isn't it? They only have power over us if we give it to them. It's up to us to make sure everything goes like we plan it.
Bradshaw,
yeah?
You got a minute?
What is it, Dennis?
I've been thinking about meeting your actors the other day.
Yeah?
Do you think we need both of them? They don't seem to be on track with each other on this.
I don't see any problem.
Well, I don't like it. The girl could screw things up.
You don't see the point, do you, Dennis? The more off balance everyone is, the more convincing it's going to be. This is the stairway. Now, we make sure no one's using it.
So I wait till exactly 9 o'clock, then I burst in.
Yes. Now, send Joanne to the front door right away and take up a station behind the counter where I showed you.
You want me to fire the gun?
I think waving it around will suffice. Anyway, it wouldn't go off. It won't be loaded.
I thought maybe some shots would get everybody nice and tense for you.
Well, that would be up to RJ. Even though they know it's not real, they should be frightened anyway.
Jesus, why?
Because it'll create the right atmosphere.
Exactly.
You like all this, don't you, Bradshaw?
It's necessary.
But you like frightening people.
The tougher the training, the stronger the results.
When we watched the videos of the interrogations, you smiled when a rookie blew it. You want them to lose.
You do them no favor by being easy.
No pain, no gain, eh, Bradshaw?
You could say that.
Or you could say it's all a bunch of macho crap.
Whatever it is, Joanne, I can assure you that these exercises work. I've organized several of them. And the closer we cut to the bone, the more my people come out of it with.
You see, Joe? Market tested, a guaranteed winner.
I guess so.
Well, it seems we're about wrapped up here. You're both clear on what to do.
Mm-hmm.
9 o'clock tomorrow morning, then. Oh, and RJ,
yeah.
Might as well give you the grenade tonight. Let you get used to handling it. It's up in my car.
Yeah, sure. And, can we get a lift home with you?
Of course.
Oh, I think I'll walk. I could use some air.
It's in the glove compartment.
Right.
Now, it's really very simple. Pull the pin and don't let go of the handle or it goes off.
If it was real.
Oh, it's real.
Yeah?
Yes, but not armed.
Yeah, I've never seen one of these before.
Get familiar with it tonight. But don't pull the pin until tomorrow. It's a bugger to put back together.
You know, some of these loonies would really let go and blow themselves up along with everybody else.
That's the theory.
Oh, they would. Done a lot of research on this. These people have narrowed down all their decisions down to the one big one. Get what you want or die. Very simple.
But will they follow through?
Some will, some won't. But you're never sure, are you?
We all have our limits.
But we don't always let the world in on how far those limits go, do we? I know that as an actor, I always hold back. Well, at least a little. Always wondered what would happen if I didn't.
Perhaps you'd lose control.
Well, maybe. Well, what about you with these exercises? Ever worried you might take them too far?
How'd you mean?
Well, you know where somebody might get hurt. Well, maybe not physically, but, you know, freak out or something.
Well, I ran an exercise in Toronto a couple of years ago. Had an actor pose as some misfit trying to hijack an airliner on the runway. The pilot knew all about it, of course, but while he sat there listening to the police negotiator and the actor talk back and forth on the radio, he started to cry.
Huh.
He realized that his life didn't appear to mean much to this particular negotiator, and had this been real and not an exercise, his life would be seriously endangered. But you can be sure that pilot learned something about reality.
How does that make you feel?
Well, I might cause a little pain here and there, so that nothing worse happens later. It's a matter of weighing all the elements. Like tomorrow, with your show. Some people will get upset before it's all over, but you can count on some valuable lessons being learned. True to life. Right, RJ?
You bet. Between us, Bradshaw, we'll have him up against the wall. I make it 10 minutes, too. You ready?
I guess so. I just hope nothing screws up.
What are you afraid of?
I don't know.
I mean, this is great, Joanne. Every actor secretly wants to be a spy to see if he can convince real people. Well, this is as close as you can get without being in any real danger.
Oh, I hope you're right about that.
Let's argue later, okay? Now, let's go.
We're 10 minutes early.
Good, we'll catch them all off guard. And that's what we're being paid to do. Isn't it?
All right. Everybody on the floor. Tom, anybody does anything stupid, we'll all go to pieces. The door?
Everything is clear.
You all see this? This is a grenade. I have pulled a pin. Anybody tries anything, I let go of handle, everybody dies. Hey, you! You! On the floor! You think I'm fooling? Okay. Okay, now. Who is the boss here? Come on, come on, come on. Who is in charge?
That'd be me.
All right, over here. The rest of you, nobody move. What is your name?
Matthews. Bob Matthews. Hey, you do this pretty
well. Shut
up.
Oh.
What the hell are you doing?
You talk when I tell you. You see my friend there? Next time you do anything I don't say, she will come over here and shoot holes in your head.
Look, don't you think you're getting a little...
Shut up!
Right.
Now, see? You take this telephone, you put it on the floor, you sit beside it. We will wait. Tell them they are talking to the World Freedom Brigade. Pick it up.
Put your hand over the receiver. I want $2 million delivered here in 4 hours from now, or everybody here dies. Then you hung up. No more talking.
Hello. Hello, something Freedom Brigade. They say they want $2 million in 4 hours.
By 2 o'clock.
By 2 o'clock. Or they'll kill us all. He's got a grenade with a pin pulled.
Hang up! Now we wait some more. If the telephone rings again, you do not touch it.
It's been ringing steadily for half an hour now, Inspector. What do you think?
Ball's in your court, Wayne. I'm just here as backup.
Yeah. Schweik?
My men have the woman sighted. Just give the word.
And then he blows the place up.
Maybe, maybe not.
It's too risky at this stage, though.
It's up to you. We're ready.
Schweik, do you think maybe
Wayne!
We should...
Wayne, he's picked it up.
All right, put it up on the speakers. Shh.
So, you listen close. I changed the time for the money to 1 o'clock, 2 hours from now. $2 million to help free the oppressed peoples of the world from the tyranny of imperialist machine. You understand?
Sure, sure. Hey, listen. My name's Wayne, and I think you can see we have a bit of a problem here.
No problem. $2 million in 2 hours, or I kill one person every 10 minutes. Bring me small bills in a bag and bring it inside the door to this building.
Well, you see, I'll get you the money, but there's a slight...
When the money is here, then we talk about an airplane.
Oh, damn. Now, listen, Bradshaw, you've run into this kind of thing before.
Oh, different. You have to run with your instincts, Wayne.
All right, Gary, you know the procedure. Call the bank and get the money over to that maniac.
I think we should go that far already.
Well, I can't do anything if I can't get him talking.
Now, Bradshaw.
Yeah?
Can I talk to you outside for a minute? What the hell is your stupid actor doing?
Well, I'm not sure. I told you he was unpredictable.
The whole point is to give these rookies some experience in negotiation, eh? Mm-hmm. To get them talking and let them practice dealing with these nutcases?
Well, he must have changed things for some reason.
Well, if it's what I'm thinking, you're going to be awful glad my team is here.
Yes. You have the money?
Yes.
Good. Now, you see, I'm good for my word. You can trust me. Hey, maybe if you tell me your name, we
now,
could...
Now, there must be airplane. Big enough to cross the ocean.
Well, I don't know about that.
And police van with radio inside. This must be outside this building in 30 minutes, or you have to start to call in ambulances.
Damn him.
You'd better do something, Wayne.
For God's sake, Bradshaw, I'm trying.
You're losing ground by the minute, man. He's going to beat you.
He won't talk. What do you want, anyway?
It's not what I want, Wayne. It's what those people in there want. Their lives.
There were no plans for a trip to the airport, Bradshaw.
No, indeed.
What's he up to?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. But have you noticed, Dennis? Wayne's getting a real taste, isn't he? And he's not handling it too well, is he?
To hell with Wayne. Your guy's not playing by the rules.
It was a good touch getting Matthews to drive the van, I thought. My guess is Wayne's hoping to stop him at the airport.
If this gets out of hand, Bradshaw, the department will have your balls for bullets.
You let me worry about the department.
And what about the girl? Why didn't he take her with him?
Perhaps we'll ask her that. See that she's brought out to the airport, will you, Dennis?
Get that cop, Wayne, on the radio again.
It's hard to work this and still drive the van.
Do it.
Hello. Hello, is Wayne there?
This is Wayne. Is that you, Matthews?
Ask him if the plane is ready.
He wants to know if the plane is ready.
Well, we're doing our best, but there just aren't any available right now. There's nothing we can do about that. But perhaps if we could talk
about... You tell that cop that if that airplane is not ready when we get to the airport, there will be trouble. I have a knife. I will start to send you out of this van, Matthews, in little pieces.
Jesus.
We heard that, Matthews. We'll do the best we can.
Turn it off now. They are so stupid.
Listen, don't you think you're going a bit far with
this? Shut up. You see this? This is a very sharp knife, Matthews. I mean what I say. The sooner you understand this is no joke, the better off you'll be. Same for these cops. They are so stupid. All of their techniques only work when they deal with idiots. But what about when they meet with somebody who won't deal with them at all? What about that? Somebody who think only of winning, no matter what the cost. Then they don't know what to do. It's almost too easy. Don't you think, Matthews?
I don't understand what you're doing. They told us this was just...
They told you how this would be, right? They are so sure of themselves. But they don't think. They don't really think about all the possibilities. That is where they make mistakes. They make temptation that is very difficult to turn away from.
I don't know what he's doing. He made me lie down on the floor with the rest of them when the van came.
He would have included you in his plan.
Yeah, sure he would have, normally. But in case you didn't notice, we haven't been exactly getting along. I don't know what the hell he's thinking about.
Well, he did promise a good performance, didn't he?
I'm trying to get the plane, but we're having some trouble. If you get back on the radio, I can explain it all to you. He won't answer. I guess we'll just have to wait till he talks to us. Schweik?
We've got the van covered, but they're in the back. Can't even see them on the infrared.
Right, where's Bradshaw?
Inside, talking to the girl.
You know, that was pretty strange, leaving her behind. Do you think this... Yeah, I'm here. How you doing in there? Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. You see, we're having some trouble with that.
You have 40 minutes.
Look, I want to help you, but we're going to have to try and talk this out and come up with some other way to get you out of here. There just aren't any planes available.
Oh, you have 30 minutes, or I start cut up this Mr. Matthews. 30 minutes, and I start throwing you to pieces.
Listen, what time have you got now? Are you there? Matthews, are you there? Look, I have to hear that Matthews is still all right or there's nothing I can do. Matthews?
He is all right. Believe me, but not for long.
Look, listen, can you think of some alternative to a plane? You see, I just can't come up with a plane.
I tell you what. You get Bradshaw over here. I will talk to him.
Bradshaw? Bradshaw, you want to talk to him?
You tell him I want to talk to him.
Well, gee, I'm not really sure where he is. You know Bradshaw, do you?
Are you there, Bradshaw?
Listen, I've got an idea. I can probably track Mr. Bradshaw down, but it's going to take a while. Now, if you want to just...
Now!
Look, who are you?
An enemy. And from now on, I only talk to Bradshaw.
Schweik, do you think you can get Bradshaw over here right away? And, tell him to bring the girl, will you? He just won't answer on the radio.
Give me that bullhorn.
Yeah. Okay, what's going on in there?
I'm taking it all the way, Bradshaw.
So we're wrapping it up now, are we, Andre?
I've got the money, and I want a plane out. I've switched the grenade for another one, Bradshaw, and this one will blow. It's armed.
I don't believe you.
You think you can take that chance? Mr. Matthews here believes me, and he believes my knife, too.
Joanne, you think he did that? Got another grenade?
I don't think so, but I don't know for sure.
The joke's on you this time, Bradshaw. This time you lose.
We can't get a plane.
Well, you better try real hard. I'm not kidding about the grenade. It's hot. And I'm in so deep now, I'll go with Matthews if I have to. It's up to you, Bradshaw.
All right, RJ. We'll get to the plane. Just give us a little time.
30 minutes.
Oh, all right. Fine. We can do it in 30 minutes.
Smart thinking, Bradshaw.
Listen, RJ. Matthews isn't part of this. Why don't you let me take his place?
Yeah, I like that, Bradshaw. Seems only right, doesn't it?
Okay, RJ, now I'll come over to the van. I'll have my hands up, no weapons. But you have to agree to let Matthews go as soon as I get there, all right?
Let's do it, Bradshaw.
What if he's telling the truth about the grenade?
He's bluffing.
What if he's not?
There are ways to deal with a live grenade, Schweik. You know that.
All right.
Bradshaw, don't hurt him.
We're playing by his rules now. Dennis, you know what to do.
Right. Oh, my God. Listen, Bradshaw. I think that...
I'm going in.
RJ, be...
Quiet, lady.
All right, RJ. Let him go. Good. Bring him out now.
Schweik. Schweik. I see him, Schweik.
Take him.
No!
He's down.
Jesus. Bradshaw missed the grenade.
Oh, my God.
Grenade rolled under the van, Lieutenant.
But it hasn't... It's the fake... There was no switch.
In the theater, Bradshaw, when you study improvisation, you talk a lot about taking things past the obvious, how to push a situation further and further than expected. And RJ... RJ was only trying to do that with the exercise.
But he went too far.
But you wanted that, didn't you?
No.
I didn't want him to do anything. He said that he wanted to see if he could pull it off and see if he could even convince you. But the plan was only supposed to go as far as getting the van on the road to the airport. It was supposed to stop there.
Why didn't it?
I don't know. Maybe... Maybe to take it one more step.
Or maybe he got tempted by the money.
RJ didn't care about money.
But he liked to win, and $2 million is a big prize.
Couldn't you at least have tried to find out before you shot him?
He left us no choice. We did what we had to do. One way or another, Joanne, he made it too real.
Whose fault was that?
RJ's performance really knocked them off their feet. Unfortunately, the audience reciprocated. A bit too much method acting in his madness, perhaps. But otherwise, the notices should be favorable. It should be a long run. All the way to the vanishing point.
All the Way by Bill Gray. Featured in the cast were Howard Siegel as R.J., Brenda Larson as Joanne, Bill Mylan as Bradshaw, Douglas Risk as Schreik, Stephen Hare as Wayne, and Paul Cowling as Matthews, with Warren R. Smith and Christopher Greiner in a variety of roles. Technical operations were by Norm Hurley, with sound effects by Uta Schaffland, and the production assistant was Christine Story. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The series musical theme is by John Roby. And the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. All the Way was produced at CBC Calgary by Greg Rogers. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. I'm Ken Haslam, wishing you good night.